dictations by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 3/4/22. The name of the patient is Miriam Herman, M-I-R-I-A-M, last name H-E-R-M-A-N-N. This is Cardiac Care Associates letterhead. This is file EST space Herman space M. This is a treadmill exercise stress test. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 3/4/22. Referring physician, Scott Lippe, L-I-P-P-E. MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 50-year-old female with abnormal ECG with dyspnea on exertion, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, comma, early transition. Comma, consider LVH. New paragraph, ECG. New paragraph, baseline. Blood pressure, colon, 110 over 70, period. Baseline heart rate, colon, 78 beats per minute, period. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon 1 minute and 30 seconds into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 157, parentheses 92% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145 over 80 with a peak heart rate, blood pressure proactive 22765, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, she began experiencing dyspnea in stage 2 of stress, which persisted for the rest of stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a normal mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 102 over 70 and a heart rate of 96 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress for the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 92% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort but did experience dyspnea with increasing levels of stress. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8.5 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with a mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Make that with a normal mildly attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.